Good morning, everybody. I think it's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. This morning, I'm going to be talking about the Christmas story, and I think that we'll all be encouraged and maybe even a little bit excited to dig deeper in the Word after we look at some of the things that the Lord's shown me the last few weeks. I have to give Kyle all the credit because I had a two-minute conversation with Kyle just before service, probably about 3 weeks ago, which then caused me to start digging. And the more I dug, the more I realized I didn't know. And so today's message, if you really love it, I want to hear about it. But if you don't like it, you can take that to Kyle, okay? Awesome. Awesome. So let's just start out with some prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other, and we'll get going. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much about the wonder of your love. That is really why all of us are here in this church this morning. You showed each one of us personally, one-on-one, the wonders of your love, and we're just so grateful, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for loving us and not just hiring us to work for you. You loved us so much, you brought us into your family. You've washed us whiter than snow. You've adopted us, and now we get to walk with you. And our hearts are just full and overflowing. So, Lord, today as we say good morning to each other, all the way until we say goodbye to each other, would you please help us to encourage one another, to love each other, and show each other the wonder of your love. We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone said? Amen. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other and we'll get moving. Good morning, everybody. You may have gotten a bulletin. If you didn't get a bulletin, they're on the short little stand right by the main entrance. So it has the whole calendar. It's got the things going on, as you well know. The one thing I want to highlight today is our Christmas Eve candlelight service that's coming up this week. So we'll all be here at 4 o'clock Christmas Eve, and we'll sing some songs together. I'll have a short message, and we'll have some time of prayer just to encourage each other and just recognize, you know, the reason for the season. Amen? So, again, I know I said this last Sunday, but I just want to encourage you to be mindful for the people that are in your life that don't go to church for whatever reason. This Christmas Eve service is a great opportunity to show them the love of God and encourage them to come on in and just let God maybe fill their tank back up in this crazy time that we're all living in. Amen? All right. Can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering, please. Amen. Amen. Jake, would you mind praying for the offering today?
Father God, we just thank you for bringing us all here safely today. We just ask that you take these funds and you bless them and you multiply them for your kingdom, God. We just ask these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jake. Well, worship team, if you'd like to come up once the baskets go by you, that would be awesome. I think I can speak on behalf of everybody. Mary, it's really great to see you back here with us.
Good morning. Are we ready to worship the Lord? Do you appreciate that we can enter into the throne room of God? I sure am, yeah. Will you please stand? Okay, keep them going. On the hallelujah, you're going to spin around because that's what it means. So you're going to go, hallelujah, and then go backwards. Hallelujah. Can we do it and clap at the same time? You might have to get rid of the gum in your mouth. Okay, are we ready? Okay, let's sing Come Now, and then we'll get into the chorus. Ready? Here we go. Come now, let it shine so bright to the knowing. Look at each other. Turn to each other. Ready? We're going to sing the verse. Hail, hail to the newborn King. Let our voices sing Him our praises. Hail, hail to the guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior. We're doing it with us.
Amen.
I think so. Hallelujah. And they're having a grin on their face and wonderful time. Hallelujah. What was that?
I heard a couple hearts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hearts, yeah. Okay. How many kings?
Follow the star to the place unexpected. Who would believe after all we projected? A child in a manger. Lowly and small, the weakest of all, unlikeliest hero.
that you did for us.
Glory of heaven to come and be with me. You gave up your throne of glory to come and be with me. And we worship you.
Born
Father God, our hearts literally are overflowing with love for you, overflowing with joy that you've caused, overflowing with thankfulness that you did send your Son to die on the cross, to pour out his blood for us. As gruesome as that sounds, it's the actual definition of eternal love. Jesus Christ, who came as a little baby in a manger, who lived a perfect life, who died on the cross, who shed his blood and redeemed each one of us from literally a hopeless eternal damnation. Christmas is magnificent, Father, and we celebrate it in every way we can. And today as we get in the Word, Lord, I pray as the pastor of this church, as the shepherd of the sheep, Lord, I pray that you would stir a greater amount of faith in our hearts, that you would open up our eyes to be able to see even more clear than we've ever seen in our lives the grandeur of your salvation that started in the book of Genesis and wrapped up by calling us each by name. We are in your book, the Lamb's Book of Life. Each one of our names are there. So today, Lord, as I'm in the Word, I pray that you would just stir each one of us by the power of the Holy Ghost, that our faith would grow, that our love and our joy and our peace would be multiplied as we see your love in your Word. Would you help us like that, Father? Be God and Father to your flock today, Lord. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is and always will be the one and only risen Savior. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Man, worship team, that was awesome. Thank you. Man, that was awesome.